This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Here's the question today. What's going right? What's going right in your life? It's April. I've been made aware that April is Stress Awareness Month. So we're going to take the opportunity to breathe some peace into the world right now. We're going to talk about awareness. Are you aware when you're not breathing fully? Are you aware when you're not sleeping enough? Are you stuffing down your feelings? Do you want to feel free from the pressures of life for just a minute? My friend Alexa said the other day, life is just like this now. Life is just like this. It's not going to change. It's 100 miles an hour. It's always one thing after another. You just have to keep up with it. It's chaos. That's what she said. Life is just chaos. I don't know. When did it get this way? Is this a post-COVID thing? Everybody's moving fast, driving fast, seemingly stressed out. So for Stress Awareness Month, can we spend more time focusing on what's working for us? Yep, we're all aware of the bumpy parts. We're all aware of the stuff that we don't know how to make sense of. Can we focus more time on what happens to be working for you right now? Make a list of the good aspects in your life. It felt like a miracle, but the past two Sundays, I actually made it to a Sunday morning gentle yoga class. Remember? I used to quote Ellen, my yoga teacher, almost every week because I was at Prana Moon Yoga almost every week for years. And then COVID. And I didn't step into a yoga studio for 5 years. I can't even believe it myself. I Zoomed a bunch. Yes, I even took a 75-hour restorative yoga training on Zoom, but I hadn't stepped into a yoga class. And it's different, you know, when you start to share with other people in a room and the stars aligned two Sundays ago. And I walked into the class and I sat down on my mat and I started to cry. Not in any way that anyone would notice, but you know, when you just, your eyes just fill up and those hot, fat, slow rolling tears, like they're really slow. They just fill your face. That's what happened. I was so filled with relief. It felt like some kind of finish line. I felt so supported to be in that room surrounded by other people who are taking care of themselves. So that was two Sundays ago. And then I went back next Sunday just to prove to myself that it wasn't a fluke. Because, you know, I thought to myself, this is it. This is one and done. I'm going to come. This is one class. I'm going to cry. I'm going to feel good. But I'm never coming back because I know me. I'm caught up in another routine now. But no, I went back. I had to prove it wasn't a fluke. I very much like the word fluke, by the way, because it's like a fish. But it's also a stroke of good fortune. So let's pay attention to our flukes, all of the flukes, and let's celebrate the good things when they come. The past many, many Wednesday nights, I've been line dancing in my hometown. This is a Let It Shine initiative. I don't know where it came from. I wanted to get out of the house and move, so I thought maybe other people wanted to get out of the house and move. So I met with the Let It Shine team, and we found a line dancer. And we invited the community to come out and dance with Steve Fun Bunch Dillard every Wednesday night in March. We were having so much fun, we extended it through April. Line dancing. We are all so bad at it. I mean, there's a couple of good people in the class, but most of us are just bumping into each other. And Steve is so patient, watching this ocean of women bumping into each other and laughing for an hour. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I also absolutely do not have the time to be line dancing. I make the time. I force myself to go and my brain thanks me. Line dancing is so good for your brain. You got to think about what your body's doing and count and know your right from your left. Line dancing or doing whatever floats your boat. It's soothing. The camaraderie of being in a room with other people other like-minded people. It soothes away all the abrasive parts of the work week. It's like nutrition for your soul. So can you think about what in your life feeds you? Appreciate that. Spend more time with that. Stress Awareness Month. They say we should be combating our stress. I don't want to combat another thing. Okay, I don't want to fight my stress. So let's say we're mitigating our stress or just being aware of our stress. And in this journey, it can mean doing less, and it could also mean doing more of the right things, like saying yes to a great invitation. So come line dancing Wednesday nights. We're going to keep it up through April, and then we're going to make a plan for the summer. What activity nourishes you? I was 5 years without going into a yoga studio. I know I can't be the only one. What have you fallen or off course of? What can you get back to? Maybe it's pickleball. I haven't tried that yet. I was at an event a couple of weeks ago. Carrie Weisenecker, a nutritionist here in the Hudson Valley, she was giving a talk on eating the rainbow. I actually have the Eating the Rainbow Diet. It's a book by Deanna Minnick, author of Whole Detox. And that's what Carrie was talking about that day, eating the rainbow. You know, that makes sense, getting all of our nutrition and colors. And Carrie asked the group, she said, how many people sleep well? And in a room of like 15 people, only two people said they slept well. I was one of them. Teresa was the other one. April is Stress Awareness Month. If you're not sleeping well regularly, your body, you know this, is screaming for attention. And then we get so focused on, I can't sleep, I can't sleep, I can't sleep. We're not asking the question behind that, which is why. Why can't you sleep? What's going wrong? How can we heal that? If you're not sleeping, that's something that can be healed if you focus on what's behind the not sleeping. You know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. That for stress awareness, we need to be aware when we need to say no. We need to be aware when we need to take a deep breath, like right now. We need to be aware when our body needs to stretch or dance. We need to be aware when we need to get help, get therapy, or even just go for a walk around the block. Deanna Minnick says, eat the rainbow, eat food that's alive, colorful, filled with biophotons, flavonoids, antioxidants. I really don't know what any of those things are. But Ellen, my yoga teacher, says, eat food with chi. Eat food that has a life force in it to feed your own life force. So I went and looked this up, according to, you know, the people who make diet rules. Women should get 2 to 3 cups of vegetables a day. Women, 2 to 3 cups. Men should get 3 to 4 cups of vegetables a day. And for growing children, it's even more. That makes sense. Do you know a single man who gets 4 cups of vegetables every day? I do not know this man. Who could that be? I don't know. Eat more vegetables. Hi, it's Casey. This is Shine on the Health and Happiness Show. We're talking about today, Stress Awareness Month, but also giving ourselves the best and not the least. Giving ourselves the best and not the least. Walking around the planet, I don't see a lot of people handing me the best. I got to give that to myself. Giving ourselves the best and not the least. Can you appreciate where you already do that? Where you already give yourself the best? And yes, we all have times when we overlook ourselves. Sometimes it's necessary that we overlook ourselves and our needs, sometimes. But let's not overlook our thoughts. Most of the time, we need to be in harmony with our thoughts, not pushing them away. And we need to be in love with the gift of life. Give ourselves the best and become aware of not only the stress, but the good. And become aware that this may be a hectic, chaotic planet now. but we can still control our thoughts, our minds, and give ourselves the best. How did we get so far away from that? That's a story for another time, I think. So here's the quiz. Where do you give yourself the best? Where do you have the best? Do you have the best friends, the best colleagues, the best neighbors, and the best neighbors? Who in your life feeds your life? Spend more time with them. Call them up when you think about them. Do you have the best self-care? Where could you improve? The diet, the sleep hygiene, the exercise, the choices of who you let live in your head rent-free, right? Your own thoughts. You can choose your thoughts. Do you have the best mental hygiene practices? Can you let things go? Can you shake things off? Or do you need help? Are you ever going to talk to somebody about that thing that's been haunting you for 27 years? Release the stress valve. Put down the rocks you've been carrying. April is Stress Awareness Month. Can you become aware of what you've been carrying? Can you give yourself the best awareness, even if you didn't change a single thing? Can you just be aware of your own way of being in the world? I wonder if I've ever told you about my cousin Lisa. I probably have. She runs hot and fast. She is just always on the move. And the concept of like slowing down and being mindful, it's not a very strong concept in her life. This woman is always, pardon me, she is always on her way to a concert or on her way to getting a new tattoo or getting her hair done or her nails done. She talks fast. She talks loud. She's like a little hurricane. And one day I said to her, Lisa, shh. Quiet. You're so loud. Just talk quiet. And she said, I can't. This is who I am. I tried to be quiet. I can't. This is me. And it did a couple of things for me, Lisa's profession of being loud. It was a great lesson for me in self-love. She knows who she is. This is who she is. She's loud and fast, and that's it. Get used to it, people. This is who I am. And my stress decreased when I stopped trying to shush her. My stress decreased when I saw her coming and didn't brace myself with, oh God, it's about to get loud in here, right? My stress decreased when I focused on all the things I love about this woman and stopped focusing on the fact that she's really, really loud. Who can we stop trying to change today? Oh, that's a good one, right? Who can we stop trying to change, and who can we accept just the way they are? You know, we spend a lot of time trying to change our spouses, our bosses, our coworkers, our kids. That's a flaming stress ball. Trying to change other people is a flaming stress ball. Can we just let them be? Can we just try to appreciate the good that they bring? I have a dog that's unique. You probably heard about Tucker. Tucker doesn't understand play, which is so sad to see in a dog. If you love dogs and you love to watch them play, Tucker doesn't understand play. Other dogs try to play and he gets confused. Tucker can't use his paws. You know, you give a dog a bone and they can sit on the floor and like hold the bone down with one paw while they chew on the other end of the bone. Tucker can't do that. He's just completely uncoordinated. Tucker also gets fixated on noises far away. Yep. If somebody is mowing the lawn three houses down, I can't hear it. He can. And he'll bark and scratch at the earth until his paws bleed because he's fixated on that noise. By the way, Tucker wants to bite everyone he comes in contact with. Not me, not my honey, just everybody else. Now, between me and Tucker's first mom, yeah, she had to give him away because it got to be too much. We've tried everything. She did behavior therapy, sent the dog away to camp for like 3 weeks. She did the medication route. The dog was on antidepressants and all kinds of things. And my honey and I, we tried everything else. It was exhausting. We made some headway here and there, but for the most part, we realized Tucker's brain is wired differently. And our trying to make him what he is not helping. And so we came to accept that we've got a dog that's wired different. And with that acceptance came so much peace. Now we can just enjoy him. We can enjoy his quirkiness. You know, he can be very loving in the right conditions. And our job is to create the conditions that help him feel more at ease. Who can we accept today? Who can we learn to accept today? Who can we let off the hook? Who can we let them be as they are and not judge? If they never change, that person we're trying to change, if they never change, will we be okay? How can we adapt every situation to take the best care of ourselves and stop trying to change everybody else? We can breathe. We can ground. We can slow down. We can become aware. April, Stress Awareness Month. What can you accept today? Hi, it's Casey, and you're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. I've said this before. One day, we're going to realize that we are wonderful beings of light. We're going to realize that one day. And we're going to realize everybody else is a wonderful being of light, even if you don't agree with them. They're a wonderful human being of light, filled with magic, filled with all sorts of good things. So let's nurture our light today, and let's remove the obstacles to feeling that light. You know, I think the light inside of us is always, maybe not always, but it's often bright and alive and waiting for us. How can we remove the obstacles to spending more time with that light, feeling light, eating the rainbow and the spectrum of color, experiencing a spectrum of beautiful things every day? And not for other people, but to first be a light to ourselves, okay? If we're going to talk about Stress Awareness Month, we have to be aware that we are experiencing stresses from the outside world all the time, and be aware that we're experiencing stresses from our inside world all the time. So first, for ourselves, how can we be a healing light for ourselves? Nobody else, you know this story, nobody else is coming to fix it, right? Nobody else is coming to fix this. So how can we be a light first for ourselves and then for other people, right? First for ourselves and then for other people. Start here. Acknowledge the good in your world. Acknowledge the good in your world. And then take two giant steps away from, I don't know, fast food, toxic conversations, impossible situations. Just take two giant steps away. Turn that noise down a little bit when you get farther and farther away from it. Put your hands on your heart. Take three deep breaths. That is a magical connection back to this moment and back to realizing, hey, we're here alive on the planet together. It shouldn't be so stressful. It shouldn't be so chaotic. And we have a choice every single moment. Choose to acknowledge the good in your life. You can think right now of the people and the situations and the good fortune that you have. Let that wash over you, and then make a vow that you're just going to be aware to make better choices for your health and happiness. It will affect everybody else's health and happiness too, but first for your own health and happiness. That's where you start. That's where you get your foundation. That's where you get strong. And we need to get together. We have coming up the Easter Market. It's this Sunday, Palm Sunday, in Verplank. All the vendors are getting together again. Steve Kelman, the musician, will be there with his guitar. The Easter Bunny will be there. And plus, you know how we do at our markets. We like to have a nice lunch, maybe some bubbles. We have our Shine On Weekend coming up this summer, August 15th through the 17th. That's at Merriandale. Please join us. It's filling up already. And we already have our date for March of 2026 for our Shine On Weekend at Merriandale. It's March 6th through the 8th. So put that on your calendar for next year. Yeah, life is coming at us fast and furious. And we are going to plan all along the way how we can take better care of ourselves. And I thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. And I hope I see you at line dancing or at the market or at a Shine On weekend, or at the very least at a yoga class, maybe on a Sunday morning. I hope to be back there again. And I hope you find what nourishes your soul too. Let's keep in touch. Casey'sPlace.com. You can always reach out. Our thought for the day is from Eckhart Tolle, who said, "Acknowledge the good you already have in your life. It is the foundation for all abundance." One more time. Acknowledge the good you already have in your life. It is the foundation for all abundance. Have a great week. Talk soon. Shine on.